Coffee Softwater, Northwest Community Schools, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Able Heating and Cooling, Jackson Public Schools, Denny's, Corrigan Oil Express Stops by BP and Marathon, Billy White Roofing, Penn Chiropractic, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Alro Steel, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson YMCA, Seymour Ford Lincoln, County National Bank, and Jackson Area Subways with our Player of the Game.
High school football live on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
Friday night high school football on 970 and 101.5 FM. GOC, Tom Ratchford, Mike Reed tonight from Withington. Good to see the band. They ditched their uniforms tonight, Tom. Good idea.
You know, the homecoming parade was all the way up Stewart Avenue or down Stewart from the Moose parking lot. And that's uphill from the railroad tracks up to the school. And I kind of felt sorry for them as they were trudging up the hill.
That was a pretty long parade for a homecoming parade.
Well, they usually start at the Westwood Mall.
Right.
And that's a pretty, actually, I think this one was shorter. But once they got to the school, it's all downhill, as opposed to coming up Stewart where it's uphill. But
well, I like to start a parade at the Moose where you can get a nice supper on your way out.
I'm sure that's where maybe some of the fans are.
That could be. I'm sure all the Sexton fans are, because looking across the way, you can count them. There's six people.
I got eight.
You
there's
got
eight.
You
now.
Got eight?
Yep.
You sure that's not a cooler of some kind over there?
Hey,
we got the Big Red in town. They're 3-1. They lost last week to Grand Ledge. Pretty good ball game. Jackson 0-4, and they've lost. Tom, they've lost a couple heartbreakers. Jackson could be 2-2.
Well, you know, that opening night win is the one that sticks in your craw. That
was kills you.
That was 28-0 before halftime, and they came out of the intermission and Marshall scored a couple of times, and the next thing you know, they tie it up. Jackson does miss a field goal in regulation. Then they lose it in overtime, 35-34. And then the Holt game, which was here in week three, was, I think, 29-27, or it was either 1 point or two, but it was one of those things again. I think it was 29-27, and they went for two at the end and didn't make it. So it's right there. Zeeland East beat the tar out of them. And then last week, it really wasn't close with East Lansing. It was 52-36, East Lansing beating Jackson.
Yeah, but Jackson scored a couple late touchdowns there.
Yeah, that wasn't anywhere close. And, you know, you got a game tonight. Sexton's good. They're 3-1.
But sometimes, Tom, they, especially when they go on the road, they every once in a while they don't show up, and you got to – almost kind of hope for that tonight.
Well, we beat them here 2 years ago. We did the game, and it wasn't a vintage Sexton team. Sexton beat them bad last year up at Ed Majeski Stadium. And, you know, it's also a little bit sad, too, Greg, as this is the end of an era. This will be the last time we play Sexton.
Yep.
And it's been since the 20s when the 5A was started with Jackson, Ann Arbor, Battle Creek, which is now Pioneer and Battle Creek Central, and Eastern and Sexton, along with Jackson, were the 5A. Add Kalamazoo Central in the 50s for the 6A, add Ypsilanti in the late 60s, early 70s for the 7A. It was a heck of a league. Well, that's going by the wayside. Sexton is being dropped in the CAAC down to either the white or the red. So is Eastern. One's dropping one level, and the other one's dropping the other. So Jackson's two longtime rivals are not going to be in the CAAC. And then Jackson High, of course, is going into the SEC against Adrian in Ipsy, and Ipsy Lincoln, Tecumseh, Chelsea, Dexter, and Pinckney. So this is the end of an era. They've played, to my remembrance, since the 20s, they've played every year since a period between 1979 and 83, when Jackson went to the South Central briefly after the 7A disbanded.
Right.
And Sexton was one of the charter members of the Capital Area Conference after the 7A broke up and they moved up into the Lansing League.
So they've played about 100 years.
Oh, really. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, except for that five-year period, 79 to 83.
So kind of history in the making here tonight with these two schools and longtime rivals. Three-minute break. We'll be back on the pregame at Sexton and Jackson, just a few minutes away from kickoff on 970 and 101.5 FM.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County. Legacy Dry Cleaners offers an extended list of cleaning services, repairs, and alterations to ensure the perfect treatment and fit for your textiles. Eco-friendly dry cleaning, blanket and comforter cleaning, UGG boot cleaning, waterproofing. And Legacy Dry Cleaners has an exclusive offer for new customers. Right now, receive $5 off your second order. For a full list of pricing and service, visit LegacyDryCleaner.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners, at the corner of Robinson and McCain Road, across from West Winds Church.
The Jackson YMCA Paragon After School Program takes place at Paragon Charter Academy and helps kids engage in physical activity and learning activities, all while encouraging exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. Kids will participate in activities that help make friends and build character by using the WISE core values of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility. Homework help will also be available every day. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Lincoln MKZ VIN number 3LN6, L5C95, HR665, 203, stock number 49908, AZ Plan Lease 280 a month for 36 months, 7,500 miles per year, with $1,000 down plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees. With RCL renewal, see dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer ends October 2nd, 2017. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Withington, GOC Tom Ranchford, Jackson back out. The teams really, I don't know if this was planned, Tom. There wasn't much of a real warm-up for either team.
I know a lot of coaches don't like to overdo it. As a matter of fact, a lot of times they just come out in shells. They won't even wear their shoulder pads. They'll just come out in light pads and get their work in, get their kind of a mental process done. But, it did drop.
Really dropped.
When I came in, we walked in together at 5:30, it had dropped from 93 to 73 when that storm came through. And now the cloud cover is just broke, and now that sun is pounding down on us here. But it's only going to be for a few minutes as we're here today at the autumnal equinox. And sunset is, what, 7:40?
I didn't check that today. 7:35,
something like that. So it won't be bad.
I know fall started at 4 o'clock
right
today. We're waiting for Lansing Sexton. They didn't go home, did they? They're still in the locker room, and the clock has run out here on the field. So they will wait. Here they're trickling out. They've never been known to be in a hurry now. I'll never forget that basketball game we were doing a couple years ago. I don't think you were there. I think you were in Florida, where they walked in off the street about a half hour late.
Yeah, they had a bad bus situation. I was still here. It was in the little snow.
They weren't in any hurry to play.
Nope. And the thing is, they could be flagged for this because you can get flagged at halftime for not being on the field for the three-minute mandatory warm-up. MHSAA regulation states that the teams have to be on the field for the national anthem. And eventually they're on the field, a couple of stragglers.
Yeah, they came waddling out here. Let's take a break, two-minute break, and we'll be back with tonight's opening kickoff. Jay High Sexton on 970 101.5 FM.
Why is it important that auto owner's insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries, and because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
Call Carmela Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicki Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Christovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist has been serving the Jackson community for over 30 years. And now more than ever, we are here for you as a healthy choice. We ask that you choose to try physical therapy before taking painkillers. It's been proven that physical and massage therapy can help reduce your pain without addiction. With 6 locations in Jackson, Holt, and Jonesville, we have over 130 employees ready to work with you to help limit your need for pain medicine and improve your quality of life. Visit our website at orsmi.com.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for 5 generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Wilby Transit Mix, online at wilbytransitmix.com.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Just past 7 o'clock, WKHM Jackson. As we await the kickoff, Jackson will receive. They're decked out in their gray with orange and black. Again, numbers are very, very hard to pick up here.
Have you noticed a trend in the colleges, too? A lot of teams are wearing those steel gray uniforms like Jackson have with bad numbers. I saw one the other day. I think it's Western. Well, it was when Landon Raskowski blocked that punt against Coldwater last week to beat Coldwater. Western has a white jersey with those white numerals and a little maroon piping around it. It's
bad.
Yeah, it's against the rules.
Big Red will kick. There's no wind here whatsoever, but the temperature has really cooled off. Here's a driving line drive kick right down the middle. Scooped up nicely. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Stays on his feet. 40, 35, 30. All the way down to the Big Red. 26-yard line. Exire Edwards.
You know, he kind of took that back. He bounced, and he kind of took a little bit of a deliberate approach towards the hole. And then he got a couple of blocks, and he just exploded, broke a tackle at midfield, and Exire Edwards brings it all the way down to the Sexton 26.
That's kind of what I mean about Sexton really not being ready to play. That was Sexton was very lucky he didn't run for a touchdown there. And Jackson, well, the last time we were here, Tom, they were using two quarterbacks, but Lance Taylor will start here. With the first down at the Big Red, 26-yard line. And he's in the shotgun by himself in the backfield. He gives it to a flanker around, and he's in trouble. Got maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Micah Kretzinger. And the Big Red had that defended very well.
Yeah, that jet sweep look, and Kretzinger got bumped back a little bit, and it cost him a yard.
Hunter Enbright, Jaden Carswell made the stop.
Wow.
There's a fake by Taylor and a keep out.
Tackled by Neil Prince. Of Sexton.
Right at the line, third and 10 for the Vikings.
Not a big throwing threat.
No.
They do a little bit, but it just...
Well, they've never been. The last time they were, Odie Heron was quarterback.
Oh, Damian Hyram.
We could throw it long.
Yeah.
Here's Taylor back, and he's down the sideline. He's got a man out there, but it's overthrown. Taylor got corked pretty good there by Donovan Holmes, the linebacker. Byron Pierce was there, the big senior as well.
I think that was number three, Dakota Robinson for Jackson up that right sideline. He actually was open for a moment.
He split two defenders. He was open. The ball went over his head, and it's fourth down. We'll call it 10, fourth and 10. Taylor. Back to throw, rolling short side of the field. Oh, he's got a lot of room the other way. Oh, he throws it, and that is caught. Is it inbounds? No. Taylor could have easily ran for a first down. Goodness. Just not a good decision by Lance Taylor.
So the ball goes over on downs after the anticipation of a touchdown after Exire Edwards takes it all the way down to the Sexton 26, four downs, and it really netted nothing. And
Taylor broke contain, Tom. He had a mile of room to run.
It certainly looked that way. But
one defender.
But he insisted on throwing it, and a couple of receivers were over there, but it just wasn't able to be caught by Dakota Robertson.
Well, here come the Big Red, and they are big. They carry a lot of weight up front. They go with two tight ends, go to the tailback. Big hit by the high in the backfield.
62.
Trey Monroe came through there. Great hit.
We were here once back for the Zeeland East game, and Trey Monroe had a pretty good game. I think he may have even been player of the game. And good thing Monroe was there because everybody else had been pretty healthily blocked.
That's a loss of a yard. And brings up second and 11 for the Big Red. They send Leslie Buck wide to the left. Go to the tailback the other way. Good play again. Right at the line of scrimmage, they fall forward for a yard or two.
That was Brady Lawrence.
Yeah, Brady Lawrence, junior 175 at a linebacker, made a very fine tackle right at the point of attack.
You know, that's two straight plays where it looked like there were about eight kids from Jackson blocked, and one single solitary Viking was able to come up and make the unassisted tackle.
Quarterback is Jackson Barnes, and he's back in the shotgun. And he rolls, looks, flings it out here, and that is caught. Right at the chains, looks like a first down. Buck made the catch right at the marker. I think they're going to give it to him. And they do a first down. You know, the coverage was pretty good. The pass was just a little better. It was right there.
And it was right at the stick.
35-yard line, first down. They needed to hit the 35, and they're right on it. And Barnes back into the shotgun on first down. Initial first down of the game. Running room here. Fumble. Ball is loose. It's still loose, rolling around, or is that a helmet?
Yeah, it was a helmet.
Jackson may have it. They say they do. Nope, the big red came up with it. They lost about 7 yards, though, on the fumble. They had the play out to the 40-yard line. Too bad Jackson couldn't get on that.
Yeah, stretch play by Sexton, and a pretty good, looked like it was going to be a good gain, and the ball popped free. Sexton somehow wrestled it back away from the Vikes.
Well, that's a loss of a yard. Ball's at the 34 and a second down and 11. Eight to go, first quarter, no score here on WKHM. WKHM.com, around the world. Barnes rolling, looking. Fires to the sideline, and that's way overthrown. Intended receiver was the always popular Carl Brooks.
Yeah, Brooks was there, and there was another one behind him. I believe it was Neil Prince, and it could have probably been thrown to either one of them, but as it wasn't thrown to either one.
It wasn't.
So I'm theorizing somebody took a wrong break.
Third down now and 11 from the 34. Here's where we're just underway tonight at Withington. Next week we'll take a trip down to Coldwater for Lumen and Coldwater. Jackson will be up at Grand Ledge. They flare it out in the flat. It's caught. And pretty good defense by the high. They stuff him at the 39-yard line.
Ball caught by Neil Prince, and he broke one tackle, and he got up. Give him a gain.
About 5 yards, but it would bring up a fourth and six. Looks like the big red will kick it away. And that was pretty good defense. Let him catch it short and then converge to the ball.
One single setback of awaiting this punt for Jackson's Dakota Robertson.
Here's the kick. It's pretty short. And that's going sideways. Trickles down just inside the 30 and out of bounds, 29-yard line.
You don't usually see a punt land and nobody is anywhere
nobody
near it.
Nobody close to that.
Not even 30 yards in circumference around that ball. It just rolled.
Just a 25-yard kick, no return. And Jackson will get it at the 29-yard line. With the first down. Action brought to you by County National Bank, the Protection Center, American Title Company, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Wilby Transit Mix, Orthopedic Rehab, Elrose Steel, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Penn Chiropractic. And we're no score halfway through this first quarter. Is see a lot of players walking around out there. It doesn't look like there's a lot of energy, Tom.
I'm surprised they haven't taken a water break. Maybe they will midway through when we hit the six-minute mark.
They run out of the shotgun. They've got the little guy in there. Late pitch. They get it up the sideline for some decent yardage.
I think Denny pronounced that Kyir Johnson. I think that's a hard C on that first name.
Kyir Johnson. The little guy at quarterback, he's a junior, 5'6", 150.
When
he doesn't look that big.
When he came in against Zeeland East, even though they got hammered 43-7.
He moved the ball.
He did. Now, they didn't score. The 7 was a kickoff return for a touchdown. But they didn't. Yeah, they moved it a little bit.
About 6 there. Here's a straight handoff. First down, secondary, 45-50, 45-40, 35-30. Foot race, 10-5, touchdown Vikings. 64.5 yards for a Viking touchdown. And that is Xzaier Edwards. That was just a straight handoff up the middle. Edwards made a pretty nifty move to get outside. And you're pretty fast. You outrun that Lansing Sexton defense. And he did. A couple kids had a shot at him, and he just outran the defense. Extra point. Up and good. And the Vikings draw first blood. I think that was Quentin Smith, but I can't swear to it. 7-0. We're back in a minute on 970 101.5 FM.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Quite a run by the junior running backs. Xzaier Edwards, junior, about listed at 180. He doesn't really look that big. And he did a heck of a job. That was a play designed and ran really right up the middle, but he got it to the outside, and the very lethargic Big Red could not catch him once he got on that sideline. Here's a low punching kick, and the Big Red fall on it, 38 yard line, right in the midst of Trajan Ashley. A big, large offensive and defensive lineman. So Sexton, 38-yard line, their best field position here of the first quarter. 6:48 to go, 7-0. Jackson Vikings looking for their first win of the year after a couple gut-wrenching losses and a couple blowouts. Barnes, the QB. Two-step drop, and he throws it long, and that's incomplete. Leslie Buck, the intended target. It's kind of a timing play, and that was way overthrown. by the quarterback, Jackson Barnes. He is a big junior, big kid. Looks like he's 6'3", 6'4".
He really has good mechanics and releases the ball fine.
And that'll bring up a second down and 10.
And honestly, Sexton's really not known for a polished passing game. They always have a huge, enormous offensive line. Sometimes they'll have 8 men on the line instead of 7. It just pounds you.
Go to the fullback this time. He runs into a, well, they can't bring him down. Wow. He was drilled at the line, and he fought through about 4 tacklers.
Trey Monroe on the bottom. I think Xavier Edwards is also there, 15.
Byron Pierce. He's a defensive lineman and a fullback. And he's got to be 240 if he's an ounce. Boy, and these guys are built low to the ground. They're all fire plugs. But that Pierce is big at fullback. Third and about 5. They go to the tailback. First down. Hard run that time by Cody Blankenberg.
You know, that's a beautiful play. That's out of the eye, and I wish more. I'd start probably watching college football again if they did that instead of those zone and stretch plays where the running back starts just from a two-point position and they wait and try to read and feel it out. Right there, they made no bones about it. It was an isolation play over right guard. The guard and center double-teamed down. The fullback led that thing on the linebacker, and that was a great run for Lansing Sexton.
First down, Viking 46. That big fullback up the middle.
And now you run Byron Pierce, the fullback, for a gain of about 3 or 4. He's going to get 4 yards, almost 5. Just a good quick hitter right off left, just to the right side, I think, of center.
Big offensive line for Sexton. Second and 5. Ball's at the Jackson 42. We have 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Vikings. Barnes to the tailback. Got away from traffic in the backfield. Nifty move. And he'll have a first down inside the 35-yard line. Jackson had a lot of defenders in that backfield. They could not get him down.
That was a real nifty move and cut. And I think the tackle was made by... I got 13, but it's impossible to read these numbers for Jackson. But that was a real nifty move there by the running back, Cody Blankenberg.
Blankenberg and Pierce in the backfield with the quarterback, Jackson Barnes. Goes double wide and throw it down the middle, and that's overthrown by 15 yards.
Okay, a wide slot to the left. It really didn't fool anybody. Am I hallucinating here, or would Sexton be just better off running out of the eye and getting 5, 6, 7 yards a crack?
You are if you're going to throw it like that, where it's nowhere near the receiver. That's about 3 balls that Barnes has thrown that have been nowhere near anybody. And that brings up a second down and 10. 34-yard line. Barnes the pitch. Blankenberg breaks tackles. He's got about 8 yards, maybe 9. Sexton starting to run very, very effectively.
Yeah, it's going to be 3rd and 2, maybe 3-ish. Yeah.
3rd and about 2. Ball's at the Viking 27. And certainly you have 2 plays to make this. Two tight ends. They go to Blankenberg. Easy first down. He's down to about the 21-yard line. Blankenberg, another kid that kind of stocky, built low to the ground. Tough to bring down. And he has the ball, 21-yard line of Jackson. And a first down, Sexton, with the Vikings leading. 7-0.
Veteran Sexton coach Dan Bogan hasn't supplied us with heights and weights, but this offensive line is pretty good looking. Now wide slot to the right on 1st and 10.
Oh, big hit here in the backfield by the Vikings. Three Vikings back there on Blackenberg. And he lost a good 3 yards back to the 24-yard line. Nice play by the high. Too bad you can't read the numbers.
And, you know, when you run that wide slot to the right like that, you're taking two blockers away that normally would be there.
Bogan called his quarterback over, barked out a play to Jackson Barnes. On 2nd, about 14-13, play action. Barnes throws it. It's caught. 10-5, touchdown.
Well, I can't criticize their passing game any longer. That was pretty nice.
I think that was Neil Prince, one of their tight ends.
And when he caught that, he made a real nice throw and catch and a great run after the catch to get into the end zone.
Yeah, he caught it at around the 10-yard line and was able, there were a lot of defenders there. That was easily the best throw of the night by Jackson Barnes. He wasn't close on any of the other ones. And now the big red for the extra point. And that kick's blocked. Jackson Key, that was just a slow developing. It was a slow snap. The kicker looked maybe a step slow getting to the ball, and Jackson snuffed the extra point. They lead 7-6. 2:29 to go in the first. We're back in 30 seconds.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
The Subway Player of the Game is coming up on Jackson's very own News Talk 970 WKHM.
So Sexton gets a nice passing play on 2nd and long from Jackson Barnes to Neil Prince, but cannot convert the extra point, so the Vikings lead 7-6. The last big red kickoff, the Vikings almost took it to the house. Edwards is back, standing around the 10-yard line.
He's shown as definitely, certainly a weapon. This is Kedrick Teague on the kickoff for Sexton.
Well, they kick it right to him. He drops it. That's trouble. And let's see if he can get away. No. He is swallowed up 15-yard line.
Yeah, the fast guys, I think it was 5 and 4. I think it was Prince and Buck were able to make the tackle. For a moment after he mishandled that and it went to the ground, he picked it up. Sometimes
you can lose contain.
The tackling team can over-penetrate and you can slice inside of them. But Prince and Buck put a stop to that. So Jackson takes over with a 7-6 lead, 2:21 to go in the first quarter, but they're deep in their own territory.
Lumen Christi is playing Marshall tonight. That game is not kicking off until 8 o'clock. From Albion College. On K105.3, Vandy at Grass Lake. Lance Taylor back in. A fake. He flares it out. Caught at the 15-20. 22-yard line. It's a good little play. Fake to the running back. Let him get out in the flat. And essentially it's one-on-one. And Jackson able to pick up 7 yards on that little pass in the flat. I think that was Edwards. But again, impossible to read Jackson High's numbers. Second down and three here for the Vikes. Just an off-tackle play here and nothing doing.
Carl Brooks on the stop for Sexton. And, of course, we can see Sexton's numbers because they have a beautiful white uniform, red pants, and a red number that's visible. Somewhat.
They do have the small numbers, but...
The font, who'd we see last week? Who'd Lumen Christi play? Harper Creek. I've already forgotten from last week, but they had the small numbers. And, you know, the Titans have the 12-inch numbers in the back and the 10s in the front.
Taylor fakes, and I don't think he got the first down. That was third down. Well, he's close. See, and it looks like they're going to give it to him. Taylor faked it, kept it. He needed about 2.5 yards, and that's what he got, 2.5.
What am I saying? Last week was Northwest.
Northwest, yeah. Well, Northwest has the worst of all time, their home uniform.
Black on black.
Black on black. There's a fake and a pitch, and... somebody's loose out in the secondary all the way to the 43-yard line.
That little option play is nice for Jackson. It's just a quick hitter.
Very good faking by Lance Taylor. You catch who ran that, Tom?
Thought it was a single number, but...
first down for the Vikes, and Taylor's out of that short gun. He rolls, looks, he's going to run, he cuts back, and down he goes. Did not get back to the line of scrimmage. That ends the quarter. Oh, after the first quarter, it's 7-6. Jackson, we're back in 1 minute. 970 and 101.5 FM.
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at BillyWhiteRoofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White Roofing, the roofing experts.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Rashford, Greg O'Connor, Mike Reed tonight from Withington. Vikes have... second down and about 10. Ball's at their own 43-yard line. Leading 7-6. And Lance Taylor out of the gun. Nobody back there with him. Jackson moves and Sexton moves. Tom out of town.
Early in the game, Western leads Hastings 7-6. Also, at the end of the first quarter, it's Coldwater 14, Northwest nothing. And at the end of the first quarter, it's Okemos 14, Grand Ledge nothing.
Wow. 5-yard walk-off against Jackson High. I swear Sexton moved first, but a Jackson player did jump the slot man, but it was after two Sexton defenders were barked offside. But they call it on Jackson. They did discuss it. Here's Taylor. His pass is caught, and that's out to the 46-yard line.
It's Xavier Edwards on the catch. Cody Blankenberg on the tackle, along with 62, Tay Sullivan.
Give Jackson a chance, third and seven.
One play into the second quarter, Jackson leads 7-6.
And on third, they fake. Taylor keeps it, has a first down, drilled out of bounds.
Good read by Lance Taylor. Sexton jumped the running back, and that left that little gap on that offense that head coach Scott Farley likes to run. And nice little gain for Taylor and a first down for the Vikes.
Leslie Buck got Taylor low and really sent him flying, but he had the first down at the big red 43-yard line and gets back in the shotgun on first down. Back to throw it. Looking. Fires. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5, and touchdown, Vikings! What a throw by Taylor that was. Dakota Robertson made the catch at somewhere around the 20-yard line. Taylor really threaded the needle there. Just got it over the defender, and then Robertson made a fine grab, and he still had a defender to beat. He beat him, and the Vikings back in the end zone, up 13-6. Try to make it an 8-point lead. That kick is low and good. That did not look pretty, but it got through, and the Vikings lead 14-6. 11:09 to go. First half, and we're back in 30 seconds. 970, 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Beautiful passing play from Lance Taylor to Dakota Robertson. He is a 5'9 junior. Made a nice grab. Somewhere between the 15 and 20. And made a nifty move to run it in. Jackson High offside on the kick. Boy. Those little errors you just hate to see. And now the Vikes will kick from the 35-yard line. They re-tee it up. Action brought to you by Tom Coffee, Soft Water, the Kraft Insurance Agency, Jackson YMCA, Collector Zone, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops. Part of our group. And there's the little pop fly kick. It's grabbed.
Donovan Holmes, number 7 from Sexton, grabbed it, which you got to catch that ball in the air. You don't want to let that bounce because it's live. Xavier Edwards on the tackle for Jackson High. So 11:06 to go, second quarter. Jackson leads 14-6. And it'll be Sexton's ball, first and 10 at their own 47. That wasn't really an onside kick, but it was just kind of a...
Yeah, I think they were trying to kick it into a dead area. But Sexton gets real good field position here at the 47. And they're down 14-6. They're back to throw, short drop. They throw it long, and that, yeah, they call interference.
Leslie Buck almost caught that anyhow. I think that's three. I think that's Dakota Robertson.
I didn't care for that call.
No, it's number two. It's Kyer Johnson.
So that'll be a 15-yard penalty.
He's the defensive back over on that far side for Jackson.
What he did was turn around. The wide receiver just ran up his back. What's the guy going to do? Just move away and let him go?
Of course, one thing we have here that we don't see in Lumen Christie's league, the Interstate 8, is we play in the CAAC with seven officials. So you notice there's no back judge back there. There's two men on the line of scrimmage, and then there's two men deep back at the 15. The referee and the umpire. And then there is a back judge, but he's back. He's just now moseying back. He's in charge of the clock. He's not as deep as the other two back judges that are on the sidelines. So you got four guys on each. You got four guys on the sidelines and three in the middle of the field.
So first down after the penalty, and here's a flag on Sexton. They're running wild down to the 15-yard line, but they'll bring that back, likely on a hold. That'll be holding against the Big Red.
Cody Blankenberg's quite a running back for Sexton. I realize it was on a hold and it's going to come back, but that doesn't take away from the moves that he put on to gain an extra whole lot of yards against Jackson.
Yeah, both those running backs are just absolute fire plugs.
Hey, it turned out pretty nice here tonight.
Not bad. Boy, about 3 or 4 o'clock, it looked deadly, didn't it?
It
was oppressive.
And that's the problem on nights like this when the heat of the day builds up, that all I can think of is a thunder and lightning storm, and we could sit here till 11 o'clock. Or worse, come back tomorrow.
Tom Grass Lake, 19, Vandy, nothing after the first quarter.
But
that's our game on K105.3 tonight.
But I do think that all of the threat of a storm is gone. It's clear sky to the west.
First and 20, Blankenberg getting some yards. Got about 5 there.
So that'll set up a manageable second and 15. Number 6 on the stop, Tyron Kane for the Vikes.
Jackson did a pretty good job there. They just kind of corralled him. Would not let him get outside and had enough guys there to get him down. Tough runner. Second and 15 for Jackson Barnes. Throws it out here, caught. Buck makes a catch. Or Brooks, and he gets about 5 more down to the 39. That was Carl Brooks. Down and 10.
You know what? Besides turning out to be a pretty nice night, it turned out to be a pretty decent crowd here on homecoming for the
Jackson. Very good crowd here. Sexton has, what, about 19 people over there?
Yeah,
maybe.
Could be 20.
Maybe 20. Third down, whistles. And the Big Red take a timeout. So we'll take a break here. 1 minute timeout. Jackson's up 14-6 on 970, 101.5 FM.
Will Be Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Will Be Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Will Be Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Will Be Transit Mix, online at willbetransitmix.com.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, big third down play here for the Big Red. Third and 10. Out of a shotgun, they roll out. Barnes throws it long. Vikes are down there, and it's knocked away. Oh, it's caught. Touchdown. But it looked like a push-off by the Sexton player.
I thought he threw the flag. He did throw the flag at the one, and the Sexton player caught the ball laying on his back.
Goodness. How did the Jackson player miss that?
It's against Sexton.
Yeah, he pushed him.
Right.
Pretty good call by that guy.
It's nice to have seven officials. That puts three of those guys deep where that play occurred. If you think about that, you go into the Interstate 8 where there's only five refs. Those two guys are not there, and you're leaving it totally up to that back judge.
How in the world did the Viking defender, I thought it was going to be interceptor, at least knocked down. He missed it. The Sexton receiver had kind of pushed him in the back a little bit and fell down in the end zone and caught the ball. That was a crazy play. And that brings up third and 25. And we might see the same thing here. Barnes rolling, looking. Looking, he's going to be chased. Got rid of it, caught. Short yardage. Can the Vikings make the tackle? They do. They get to the ball nicely.
Hardwick made the tackle. The ball was caught by Neil Prince.
They picked up about 10, but way short. It'll bring up a fourth and about 17. And Sexton will kick here. With the Vikings up 14-6, 7:45. Jackson just gets away, takes a Viking bounce to the 22. That hit at the 15 and bounced back to the 22. Let's take a quick break. 30 break. We're right back on 970, 101.5 FM.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
The Subway Player of the Game is coming up on Jackson's very own News Talk 970 WKHM.
Here come the Vikings. And they get Kyer Johnson around the right side. Got a couple yards out to the... Wow, they didn't give him a very kind spot. Back to the 24, so just two. Second and eight, the clock runs, 7:20 to go till halftime. Have a little extended halftime tonight with homecoming festivities here. on what's turned into a very nice night. Here's a late pitch. And did he stay in bounds? That'll be a first down if he did. Wow, beautiful run. Now can we figure out who it was? I want to say Logan Allen, possibly.
He comes into that little flanker number four. He's right there on the numbers. Kind of a flanker usually on this side. A lot of times Scott Farley sends the play in with Allen.
Boy, that was a nifty run. And they're right back. Slick move in the backfield. 40 just tripped up. Kretzinger got it out to the 40, almost the 40. Boy, they spot this back, too, to the 42.
Yeah, Kretzinger's a tough kid. One linebacker got an arm on him, on his leg, and tripped him up. And he kind of fell forward for another 2-3 yards.
Don't you just get the impression, Tom, that Sexton doesn't want to be here? Second down and about six. And the little guy keeps it. Got a first down all the way to the Sexton 48-yard line. Kair Johnson, the little junior. 5'6", a buck 50, soaking wet. Just water bugged through the big red defense, and they are big. Trust me. And a first down for the Vikings. Sexton 49-yard line. And the Vikings have a nice little drive going here that started at the 22. They've ground out three first downs. Johnson, busted play, and he's going to be buried. Big loss. He turned to hand that off, and there was nobody there.
Then you get a play like that, and now the Sexton kids have some life in them again.
Now that hurt. Johnson turned to hand that off, and it was all air. Everybody went the other way. And that is a loss, a solid six, maybe even seven. We'll call it second and 17. Johnson rolls to the right, looks, keeps it. 50, 45, and chased out of bounds. Good run by Johnson down to the 40, almost the 42-yard line.
Got to mention two great blocks there, Greg. Xavier Edwards threw a great block to spring him free. And then Logan Allen, the flanker over here on the right in front of the coaches, threw a beautiful, not a blindside block because they were facing each other, but a terrific block, pancaked the Sexton defensive back, and allowed Jackson to get up to within striking distance.
Big play here, third and three. Bikes a chance to keep that football. I don't think they'd punt anyway. From the big red 42-yard line. Need to get it inside the 40. And they will lose a ton of yardage. Why in the world do you run wide? Man. That's a loss. Back to the 49-yard line. Brings up a fourth and 12.
I think Neil Prince again made the tackle.
That was a 9-yard loss. They got that play, not only running sideways, they were running backwards. And Sexton ate that for lunch. And here's a little low spinning kick. This will work out well as it trickles down inside the 10-yard line to about the 8.
That's kind of designed to look like they might run a play on that, and I think it was two. It was Kyer Johnson that kicked it, just kind of a quick kick type.
He's a good little player. That was an excellent kick of just about 40 yards, no return. Tom, out of town?
Addison scored first in their big Cascade showdown with Michigan Center. They ran a 13-play drive. They went 85 yards in 13 plays, 12 of them on the ground, one pass, kicked the PAT, or kicked the, they didn't kick it, they ran it in for two. So a 6:16 to go in the first quarter. It's Addison 8, Michigan Center nothing. End of the first quarter, Coldwater leads Northwest 14-0. Western has come back and scored again. They lead Hastings 13-6 early in the second quarter. Out of town, Hudson leads Erie Mason 16-0 after one. Also after one, it was Okemos 14, Grand Ledge nothing. And early in the second quarter, Grand Rapids West Catholic leads Coopersville 27-0.
Here it's 14-6, Jackson. Sexton will get the ball at their 9-yard line. Action brought to you by OmniSource, Northwest Community Schools, Able Heating and Cooling, Advanced Fluid Technologies, White's Restaurant, Corrigan Oil, Express Stops by BP and Marathon, Billy White Roofing. They run out of a gun deep in their own territory, and Barnes back to throw it. Looks down the middle. Caught. That was a beautiful throw by Barnes.
He throws a terrific ball, and that time it was right on the hands of Cody Blankenberg.
But absolutely not an ounce of pressure. There was no rush. He stood back there and just waited for Blankenberg to cut over the middle, a deep post, and hit him beautifully. 33-yard line. He's back to throw it again. Now he runs and rolls to the right and throws, and it's dropped. Ooh, that was a first down in Jackson territory. Cold, flat drop there. I believe that was... may have been Blankenberg again. Holding on Sexton. And the Vikings take the 10-yard walk-off. That makes it first and 20. We're down to 3:45 to go. First quarter, 14-6, Jackson High. On top, Big Jackson Barnes, back to throw all night. Throws and, oh, what a catch.
How did he catch that?
One-handed grab by Blankenberg up at midfield.
And it was just a step past the first down marker. And it was pretty good coverage. He went up and climbed up and caught the ball.
21-yard completion on first and 20. Barnes again, looks and throws, and that is incomplete. Jackson, two defenders down there, and the defense had a better chance to catch that one. That'll stop the clock, 3:24.
Michigan Center has come back and scored, kicked the PAT. So Addison leads Michigan Center 8-7. With 2:17 left in the first quarter.
Second and 10. Barnes again. Plenty of time. Throws and dropped. That was slightly behind the intended receiver. And that brings up a third and 10. That was Prince. Got his hands on it and dropped it. Tom?
Up at Grand Ledge after spotting Okemos a 14-0 lead, Grand Ledge has come back and tied it with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Tied at 14 now, Grand Ledge and Okemos.
Here's a third and 10. One thing, Barnes has got all night to throw. Jackson really not getting any pressure. He's back to throw. He looks down the middle. Had a man wide open and missed him. That was Carl Brooks was wide open at the 30.
Didn't really make much of an attempt to extend himself to catch it. It was probably a step ahead of him. But there wasn't a Jackson defensive back anywhere near him. And you're right. Nobody is getting any pressure on the Sexton quarterback, Jackson Barnes, whatsoever.
Looks like Sexton will kick here. With 3:16 to go, it's 4th and 10. Unless they fake it. Snap is a wobbler, and the kick is up in the air and short. And it just takes a sideways bounce. And Sexton watches it roll back toward them, and they kill it at the 33-yard line. That is a 17-yard kick. No return. And
yeah, that had backspin on it. That looked like one of Jake Wojtusik's wedge shots this morning.
Sand wedge.
He shot a 74, and he was in the sand twice. That's pretty good. Take those two sand shots away, that's an even par 72.
Here's Lance Taylor, secondary 40, 45. I think he was down. The ball came loose. Boy, you got to cover that ball.
You know, that was a good read by Taylor. There, when he runs that option, they get it spread, and they're counting on Sexton to make a mistake, and he's reading it, and he read that very nicely. Didn't pitch it to the pitch back, kept it up and ran the belly and got the first down.
44-yard line. Plenty of time. 2:40 to go. Keeps it again the other way. 50-45. He is down to the big red. 42-yard line. Lance Taylor back-to-back runs. Almost 30 yards on two runs there for Lance Taylor.
These last two plays are exactly the way Coach Scott Farley likes to run this offense. Remember when he had that good team that went to Ford Field? We did several of their games. He had that good quarterback that might have went to one of the academies. The name escapes me, but a tremendous leader on the offense.
Taylor back to throw it. In trouble, rolls and throws it away. Good job by Taylor. Just to get rid of it, not take a sack, as he was knocked down there by Neil Prince.
Is the old 757 just left the Jackson Station heading to Chicago?
.221 to go. Vikes lead 14-6. Trying to make something happen here before halftime. And here's a sack back at the 50-yard line. Well, they wanted to run that option.
In that time, Darrell Dillard made the tackle. In that time, Lance Taylor didn't give. If he had given, my syntax isn't very good here, if he'd have given the ball to the fullback, that may have gone, but he pulled it, kept it in his belly, and Dillard was right there to drop him.
Now you're 3rd and 15. So you ran for almost 30 yards on two plays. Then they tried to, I guess, surprise him and throw the ball. Now a sack, and now procedure against Jackson. So Jackson has effectively shot themselves in the foot here. You wonder why, after the two good running plays, they had to boot action throw it. And now it is 3rd down and forever. And another whistle. And I think we have a timeout for the Vikes. Take a quick break, 30 break. We're right back, 970, 101.5 FM.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Ratchford, Greg O'Connor, just past 8 o'clock, WKHM, Jackson. Well, the Vikes took a timeout, and they need about 20 yards here to keep the ball. Late here in the first half, homecoming at Withington. Taylor back to throw down the middle. Caught 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Vikings! Are you kidding me? Another spectacular throw by Lance Taylor, and whoever caught it in stride. A perfect throw.
Ran a seam right down the middle of the field. No Sexton player was there. Michael Kretzinger, 53-yard touchdown grab on a pass from Lance Taylor. And with 1:16 to go in the first half, Jackson leads 20-6.
What a throw. Kretzinger was in a full-out sprint, and Taylor laid that right in his pocket. And he never broke stride. Kick is up and good, 21-6, Jackson High. We're back in 30 seconds, a 970, 101.5 FM.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Boy, pleasant surprise in this first half. Some big plays here tonight for the Vikings. Edwards had the long touchdown run, and that's as good a pass play as I've seen over here on Wildwood in a long time. And my friends, that was third and 20. And Taylor stuck that right on the numbers for Kretzinger. Micah Kretzinger, 6'1", junior running back linebacker. Caught it in stride at about the 20-yard line, and nobody laid a finger on him. Vikes try to kick it in that little dry area again. And we have a whistle. It was caught. Oh, somebody called a fair catch, and they're... I did not see the receiver call for a fair catch. So Sexton will get it at the... And there's a flag. I think somebody said something to the official. But a late flag came out. Sexton was moaning about the call of a fair catch. I must admit, I did not see one. But the official was adamant that there was a fair catch signal. Bogan is 15 yards out on the field. He wants an explanation.
And he's getting it from the head man. The head man is pointing, waving his hand like a fair catch signal was made. Or maybe it's an invalid fair catch.
Well,
that's the other thing.
Or illegal touching, or
no. That's what he's showing is there's a proper way to make a fair catch, and there's an improper way.
But I think he called the penalty because he ran after the alleged fair catch call.
I'm going to check with him, but I think it was an illegal fair catch signal.
Could be.
By the way, Lumen Christi scored on their first possession on a Sebastian Tolan 13-yarder. Titans lead 7-0 against Marshall.
So the Big Red down 21-6. Bad snap. And he just throws it away. It's picked up by Jackson.
Well, if he's calling that a forward pass, that's over the line of scrimmage. Wouldn't you say?
Well, it should be grounding, if anything. He just threw the ball into the ground.
That was a mess. That, first of all, the shotgun snap bounced to him.
And you're right. He was close to the line. What? Clock is running here. And why would the clock run if it was an incomplete pass? Yeah, this is messy. This whole last few minutes has not been managed well. Clock should have never started there. If that was, in fact, they ruled an incomplete pass, which they could have ruled about four different ways on that play. The quarterback was going down, Tom, right at the line, and he just slung the ball away.
Well, if it's a timing error, they will simply replace the time on the clock with whatever is necessary. And they're telling the coaches to call upstairs and have Dan Crowley put some more time back on the clock.
Got the clock at 1:05. They put a lot of time back on.
What was it, 43?
It was down to 43 or 2. Barnes back to throw. Plenty of time. Throws. And this may go for a touchdown. Oh, Jackson. Just horrible, horrible defense.
70,
by Jackson High.
74 yards.
Just horrific, horrific defense. You cannot let that happen.
I can't tell you the number of the kid that missed that tackle, but he didn't want any part of tackling old Neil Prince. Prince made a really nice grab and probably should have been right there and tackled it around the 35, but he went 74 yards on the score.
Tragic. Well, Sexton probably go for two here. They're down 21-12. 77 yards. Beyond belief. And Jackson had three players back. Really, just a point center field.
Well, a guy whiffed on him. I mean, he didn't want any part of making the. And we've had defensive backs here that were real fast and could run and could do everything except tackle. They were not physical. There's not a lot you can do. You can't teach courage.
And the Vikings take a timeout. Sexton will go for two here. Action for our orthopedic rehab specialist, our prep athlete of the week. Elro Steel, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. Lumen Christi Catholic School, Wilby Transit Mix, Seymour Ford Lincoln, American Title Company. The Protection Center, County National Bank. just a stunner here with a minute to go in the half. You just can't. That's why you lose football games. You cannot give up plays like that. And now the Big Red try to cut the lead to 7 here. And easily run in for 2. The running back, Blankenberg, Cody Blankenberg, absolutely no resistance. 21-14, back in a minute on 970, 101.5 FM.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
We have Dr. Penn here for Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Ratch GOC, 21-14 Jackson. But they have just given up a absolute dagger here before halftime. Little short pooch kick picked up by one of the linemen, and Jackson will have it at the 50-yard line. There's 50 seconds left. The ball's at the 50. The last time it was at the 50. Lance Taylor threw a 50-yard touchdown pass. ...21-14 Vikes. Let's see what their mindset is here. With Lance Taylor, they just handed off about 5 yards
to Xavier Edwards.
And it looks like they'll run one more play here.
Always good to hear from our old friend Dirk Miller listening in tonight. And Tigers enjoying a 2-1 lead.
Taylor throws one down here incomplete at the 20.
Tigers with a 2-1 lead. Blue Jays lead the Yanks 4-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Evidently, Todd Frazier was victim. He was victimized by the hidden ball trick at first base tonight by, of all people, the Toronto Blue Jays. And Joey Bautista with it. Strange things happen this time of year.
17 seconds. Let's see if something strange could happen here. From the 45-yard line, Lance back to throw. And it's dropped. That should have been caught. Incomplete pass for
Logan Allen.
Logan Allen had it, dropped it. Wasn't an easy catch, but you get two hands on it. I guess you're supposed to catch it. That'll bring up a fourth from the 45. 12 seconds left. It is fourth down. Sexton jumps offside. Well, that'll be a first down. That will give Jackson a first down at the 40. And you could throw a couple passes into the end zone here.
Now,
why not?
Well, because they're on the 40, and that would have to be 50 yards in the air.
See how far you can throw it. Lance is rolling, looking, and he throws it long. And that is incomplete.
And he got it to the end zone.
He did. A little shoving there, the receiver and one of the Sexton defenders. No flag.
No sooner do I mention the Tigers took a 2-1 lead, they just coughed up a 2-spot, and they trail 3-2.
Go Twins. I want to see the Twins get in.
Yeah, I do too. That would put them against the New York Yankees in the wild card.
Taylor steps up, looking. Throws it long, and that's way out of bounds, and that'll end the first half. Kind of a crazy first half, very long first half. This first half took forever. 21-14, Jackson leads at halftime over Lansing Sexton. 3-minute break, and we'll be back. 970-1015 FM.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad and a father of five children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in while you're there. Grab any size fountain drink up to 44 ounces for only $1. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Forget what you know about Force, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at billywhiteroofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White Roofing, the roofing experts.
The Subway Player of the Game is coming up on Jackson's very own News Talk 970 WKHM.
Welcome back. Band on the field here. Homecoming tonight. We'll check the out-of-town scoreboard for you in just a second. And this week in high school sports coming up. Tomorrow here on this network, it's Michigan State, Notre Dame, 6 o'clock, 6:30, excuse me, for the pre and the 8 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night from Spartan Stadium. Michigan is at Purdue. That's a 4 o'clock kickoff with a 3 o'clock pregame tomorrow, 970 and 101.5 FM. You'll hear that right here. And the Lions Sunday, our coverage starts at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. Let's take a two-minute break. Then this week in high school sports, and we'll be back in just a few with our score at halftime. Jackson High, 21. The Big Red of Lansing Sexton, 14. On WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Chin ups the ante, local support, and it's about time. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Notre Dame Prep is flying high in the volleyball world again this season. The top-ranked Irish have already knocked off the likes of defending Class C champ Bronson and perennial Class A power Temperance Bedford, paced by 6'3 junior outside hitter Maddie Chin. A three-year starter, Chin is averaging 4.3 kills per game this year, and she's also upped her game in other respects, including leadership.
The more I've been on the court, the more I get to express to my teammates some shots they can hit, what we can be reading. The more I'm on the court, the more I can help my teammates, which is really important to me. Being a good teammate, I think, includes the aspect of putting them in the most successful position they are or they can be. So I really enjoy that part of being on the court more and helping them out with that.
You can read more about Maddie Chin on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health Game Balls this week go out to Zach Shane of Fruitport, who became his school's career goals and points leader in boys soccer last week with three goals against Grand Rapids Union, and Escanaba running back Logan Carroll, who had 212 yards and four touchdowns in a great Northern Conference football win over Marquette on Friday. Snacking before a practice or a game can energize a workout. A pre-exercise snack can help settle your stomach and fuel your muscles. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Football is a game of preparation. During the week, the teams involved, the cheerleading squads, and members of the marching band put in a great deal of work to be ready for Friday night. Officials are no different. All across the state on Monday nights, referees attend local association meetings where they review film from the previous week's game, talk about rules, coverages, and mechanics so that our team of officials are just as prepared and ready to go as the teams playing each and every Friday night. In addition to Friday nights, many officials also work freshman and JV games on Thursday and will often work games on the weekend, whether it be small college all the way down to youth games, to give those young people on the field the best officiating possible.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. Over the years in this space, I've opined about the pipe dreams of college athletic scholarships, the scummy scouting report recruiting services out there, how parental pressure helps burn kids out of sports mentally, and how specialization burns them out physically, about the benefits of multiple sports participation, and how participation in youth sports, let alone high school sports, is in danger of becoming something only for families with deep pockets. Some of you have blown off those thoughts. If you haven't seen it yet, a recent issue of Time Magazine has an article called How Kids Sports Became a $15 Billion Industry. It's a great read, an accurate statement of what's happening out there, and it bundles all of the things I've been talking about all these years. It talks about organizations which exist solely to conduct travel team tournaments across the nation that create that sucking sound of money from parents' wallets. It talks about families which could have easily saved the money they poured into juniors' athletic endeavors and sent them to college. It talks about companies using their affiliations with professional sports to try and financially dominate the youth sports market. And the list goes on and on and on. This is all the result of a twisted perspective out there about youth sports, and it's had a negative impact on educational athletics. It's why high school sports are fighting harder than ever to remind people of its true philosophies: educational, local in nature, amateur, and inclusive. Opportunities for kids who want to play, not just for the elite. I already told you so on these things, and I'm now glad that Time took the time to back me up. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thekraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
The Jackson YMCA Bus-In Program helps transport kids to the YMCA from local elementaries while helping engage kids in physically active, learning, and imaginative activities that encourage exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. The Bus-In Program runs from Monday to Friday and stops at 6 p.m. The YMCA picks kids up at local elementary schools and takes them to the YMCA. Kids can do various activities such as art, sports, homework help, games, and gymnastics. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Ford Escape SE, stock number 49817. Easy plan lease, $159 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. With RCL renewal, see dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires October 2nd, 2017. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County. Legacy Dry Cleaners offers an extended list of cleaning services, repairs, and alterations to ensure the perfect treatment and fit for your textiles. Eco-friendly dry cleaning, blanket and comforter cleaning, UGG boot cleaning, waterproofing. And Legacy Dry Cleaners has an exclusive offer for new customers. Right now, receive $5 off your second order. For a full list of pricing and service, visit LegacyDryCleaner.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners at the corner of Robinson and McCain Road, across from West Winds Church.
The Jackson YMCA Paragon After School Program takes place at Paragon Charter Academy and helps kids engage in physical activity and learning activities, all while encouraging exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. Kids will participate in activities that help make friends and build character by using the Y's core values of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility. Homework help will also be available every day. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Ranchford, Greg O'Connor back at Withington. Long halftime festivities here for homecoming. That may be the largest homecoming court I've ever seen. We'll get you some of the out-of-town scores. Lumen was leading, but not by much, Tom.
Lumen Christi scored first on a Sebastian Tolan 13-yard run with 8:52 to go in the first quarter. Lumen Christi didn't start until just before 8 o'clock tonight. And then Marshall came back, and with 5:17, just 3 minutes later, Marshall came back and kicked a field goal, and that's the last reported score that we had. So with 5:17 to go in the first quarter, it was Lumen Christi 7 and Marshall 3.
You got a lot of them there.
Well, I was just listening to the band for a minute. You don't get to hear this very often. This is pretty impressive. Around the Interstate 8, besides Lumen Christi leading Marshall 7-3, Western has just scored again. They have taken a 20-6 lead over Hastings with 9:45 to go in the second quarter. Halftime score over at Northwest, it's Coldwater 28, Northwest nothing. And also a halftime score, Battle Creek Harper Creek leads Penfield 12-7. One more score. The only other score I have in the cast in the Capitol is Okemos jumped out to an early 14-0 lead, and Grand Ledge has come back and tied it up at 14. So Okemos and Grand Ledge tied at 14 at the half. Nothing in on hold at Everett or East Lansing and Lansing Eastern. In the Cascades Conference, a halftime score of the big game in the conference tonight, Addison leads Michigan Center 16-14. It's all Grass Lake as Grass Lake leads Vandercook 32-0. In another halftime score in the Cascades, Manchester leads East Jackson 35-6.
Here, Jackson High leading Sexton 21-14 at halftime. Principal Barb Baird-Pauley joins us. I said that was the largest homecoming court I've ever seen.
It is huge. It is such a phenomenal opportunity for our kids, and I think the beauty of this game is really what our kids do to raise money for charity, all in line with homecoming.
Pretty amazing.
It absolutely is. This is absolutely the largest amount of fundraising we've had since we've gone to the Prince and Princess piece for charity.
And the parade worked out well?
It did. We were a little uncertain coming down Stewart. It was a little abbreviated form, but in rare form, our community was out. A lot of young kids were out, and a lot of candy given out tonight.
Who were the big winners here?
Well, our Prince and Princess this evening. Our princess is Abigail Frew, and our prince was Manveer Bamra, contributing to that $9,000. And then our homecoming queen this year, Karina Coffey, and our homecoming king, Lance Taylor.
Great. He had a good first half.
He had a first good half. I am so proud of our kids that they are out there and they are going to come out and win this game.
I hope you're right.
You and me both.
Thanks, Barb.
Thank you.
Barb Baird-Pauley here at halftime. Jackson leading 21-14 despite really giving up a very painful touchdown just before halftime. Tom, we got some more scores.
Oh, we got all kinds of them. Lumen Christi has just scored again. Sebastian Tolan on his second touchdown run of the night, this time a 12-yarder. And with 8:54 to go in the first half, it's Lumen Christi 14 and Marshall 7. Let's go back around the area in the Lenawee. Blissfield was leading Columbia Central 12 to nothing. Columbia goes into the game with a 3-1 record.
Yeah, they put up 48 last week on unbeaten Ida.
And, you know, Blissfield's had a couple of nice wins.
They have.
They beat Clinton and they beat
Monroe Catholic?
Yeah, they beat somebody pretty good in that league that they normally wouldn't. Hudson had that huge lead over Erie Mason 48-12. Nothing in on any of the scores in the Big Eight. Around the state, Pawama Westphalia was leading Fulton Middleton 42-0. Up in the Grand Rapids area, East Grand Rapids leads Wyoming 33-0. Rockford leads Grand Haven 14-3. It's Muskegon 34, Muskegon Reefs Puffer nothing. Holland West Ottawa leads Hudsonville 20-0. It was Granville over East Kentwood 21-7. That would be an enormous win for Granville. Montague leads Whitehall 33-17. Midland Dow over Flint Powers 21-7. Grand Rapids West Catholic was leading Comstock Park 34-0. In mid-Michigan, St. John's leads Mason 20-7. Portland is pounding Lansing Catholic 28-0.
Wow.
It's Clare 37, Harrison 7. Traverse City West leads Alpena 44-0. Let's see what else we have. In the Detroit Catholic League, Warren D. LaSalle leads Orchard Lake St. Mary 17-7. And one final in on the evening, it's Detroit Mumford 13, Detroit Cody 6.
Get you some baseball scores. Toronto 4-1 over the Yankees. It's Boston 5-4 over the Cincinnati Reds. Milwaukee leads the Cubs 3-2. Cards 2-1 over Pitt. And Minnesota leads the Tigers 4-2. They're in the fifth inning. I'm sure you've heard by now, but earlier today, Tigers announced that Brad Ausmus will not be back next year. No surprise there. Take a one-minute break. We'll be back. We believe they're going to kick off the second half here as we approach 9 o'clock here at WKHM Jackson.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Lincoln MKZ VIN number 3LN6, L5C95, HR665, 203, stock number 49908, AZ Plan Lease 280 a month for 36 months, 7,500 miles per year, with $1,000 down plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. With RCL renewal, see dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer ends October 2nd, 2017. Full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And back here at Withington. Next week, we will be on the road. We'll travel to Historic Coldwater for Lumen and Coldwater. That's been a heck of a game the past few years, and that promises to be a dandy. Vikings kick off to the Big Red. This game is destined to be our longest game of the year. Here's the little line drive kick, and that goes out of bounds. And Big Red will take it at the 40-yard line.
But there's something about being here. I mean, there's plenty of worse places we could be.
Like everyone.
Pretty much. This is
this is the best.
This is as good as it can get.
This is the best facility for my money anywhere that we travel. No, Addison is not bad. 35-yard line, excuse me, first down.
Krzyzak was going to sit on the roof that one night. And it wasn't a flat roof. That thing was sloped.
I'm trying to egg you into that Krzyzak vacuuming the bug story.
Man. Well, then we went across the way into the visitor side, but the custodian wouldn't turn the lights
on. Electricity.
Yeah.
Second and 10, Big Red. They're at the 35-yard line.
By the way, you mentioned Addison. Addison does have a 16-14 lead over Michigan Center at halftime.
Game of the night right there. Okay, the quarterback is Jackson Barnes. Got off to a slow start, but he loves to throw it long, and he throws it. There's a beautiful throw there. Was he in bounds? Didn't quite get the first down. And that was big Carl Brooks again.
Hey, Greg, good news in from Western. They have just scored again. So they have now taken a 26-6 lead over Hastings. Hastings had given them some trouble all the way through most of the first half. So two quick scores in the second half for Western and a 26-6 lead with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Third down, about two for Sexton. 45-50, 45-42.
You know, that's
Blankenberg just rolling.
That's Cody Blankenberg, and once he got through the front line, linebackers must have been out of position or shot or something, and you get into the secondary, and you can probably go the distance. He got all the way down to the Jackson 42.
First down, Sexton. Blankenberg is a good running back. Sexton trailing 21-14. And on first down, Blankenberg again tries to get outside. Steps out of three tackles. Should have been hit behind the line. And he makes about 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah, he broke a couple of tackles there. And then Jackson's, to their credit, they did gang tackle him, but he got too much, got a gain of five. And about four, down to the 40, inside the 40 to the 38-yard line.
Well, let's call it second and five. For the Big Red, they came into the game 3-1. Big fullback. He's just a Brahma bull, and look at him. Carry tacklers down to the 20-yard line.
That was too quick to be a mouse. That might have been a mouse trap instead of the slide trap, but he very slick. Jackson Barnes, the quarterback, very slick, gave the ball to Blankenberg, but he carried out the fake like the play was going to be wide, and I think some of the Jackson kids were spying that, and they looked wide, and Blankenberg ran it right up the gut.
No, that was Byron Pierce, the big fullback.
That was Pierce?
Yeah. And he is a overload. Number one. First down at the J-High 22. Barnes rolling, looking, throwing. Intercepted! Vikes pick it off at the goal line. Are you kidding me? You know, Barnes could have ran that probably close to for a touchdown.
Oh, heck yeah.
Again, we can't really see the Jackson High numbers.
I think Denny said it was Lance Taylor.
Beautiful interception by, we'll call it, Lance Taylor.
You know, you do scratch your head. They've ran the ball. Sexton did so very well on the ground, getting chunks of yardage time after time, and then
you get impatient.
Yeah.
Huge turnover. And Jackson has it at the 8-yard line. That was picked off at the goal line, and Taylor got it back to the 8. And he hands it off. Whoa, big hit, but Jackson spins out to the 14-yard line.
That was Blankenberg on the stop. I think Xyre Edwards on the run. And, boy, that could have been, because that's one of those that you can just see his face mask maybe possibly popping that ball free. Still in the danger zone for Jackson. They got a little bit of breathing room. They got it up to the 14, their own 14-yard line. 8 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jackson with a 21-14 lead over Sexton.
Second about four. Good cutback out to the 19. That should be a first down. There was nothing there. That was an excellent cut.
Yeah, no blocking whatsoever, and that's why he had to cut like that and change directions so many times.
Is that Edwards?
Yes.
And a first down for the Vikes. Edwards having a strong game. The junior running back. And the Vikes get a first down at the 19-yard line. They lead 21-14.
You'll notice they're unbalanced to the left.
And Taylor keeps it, cuts back out to the 22 or 3-yard line, picked up of 3 or 4.
They unbalanced to their left, Jackson did, and came back to the right. I was never a proponent of that because sometimes Sexton doesn't adjust to the overbalance,
right,
and you end up running back to where you think there should be one less guy, and there's one more guy.
.730 to go, third quarter. Taylor on a pitch. Trouble here. They lose a bunch of yards. Again, Jackson running sideways has not worked at all for them tonight. That option play. And the running back is hurt. That was a debacle. And we have an injury timeout. Tom out of town.
In the Lumen Christi game against Marshall over at Albion College, 2:45 left in the first half. Troy Kucha has just scored on a 14-yard run. The point after failed. And with 2:45 to go in the first half, it's Lumen Christi 20 and Marshall 3.
20-3, Lumen playing over at Albion College.
You might have been on assignment when I went through the rest of the Interstate 8 scores, but Harper Creek was leading Penfield 12-7. Coldwater was leading Northwest 28-0. And Western has just scored a couple of touchdowns to take a 26-6 lead over Hastings. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
We have a third and long here, third and nine for the Vikings deep in their own territory. Blitz, Taylor rolls, throws, got a man open, and that'll be a first down into the secondary, 35-40. Still on his feet, 45-yard line. X Edwards, first down to the 45. Very well-designed play to the running back, Tom.
As long as Taylor was able to elude the grasp of big old Carl Brooks, who was bearing down on him.
Yeah, Brooks shot right up the middle, untouched, and he was right in the backfield, and Taylor did a good job to elude him for a big play and a big first down to the 45. Lance, late pitch, can't turn the corner, get about a yard. Viking running back is down and not getting up.
Don't like to see that tackle into the sideline like that. Was that Dakota Robertson, number three?
He's limping.
It is. Yeah. A lot of times in these warm
Could be a
games.
Cramp.
Yeah.
That looks like a cramp. Second nine here for the High. Taylor by himself in the backfield. Three-man rush is the look for the Big Red. Taylor runs at the 50. Cuts outside. And he's about a yard short of a first down to the 46-yard line of Lansing Sexton. Boy, Taylor's had an outstanding game.
Yeah, three wide receivers to that side, but one of them came back in motion to the right, and then Taylor went on a naked bootleg back to the left. I thought for a moment it possibly was a broken play. A couple of good blocks by those wide receivers on stock blocks down there. They got the ball across midfield now, where it'll be third and two from the Big Red 47.
Two yards to keep it, and they get that 2 yards. Down to the 40, 35, 30, inside the 30-yard line.
That was a power trap with right guard Noah Hubbard pulling back to the left and cleaning that out.
Boy, Sexton just gives you nothing out there. They show no enthusiasm. They're a hard operation to figure out because you know they got a lot of talent, always. That was quite a run by Edwards. He's had a big night. Taylor keeps it just a couple. Down to the 27. Might give him the 26. touchdown would be enormous here as the Vikes lead 21-14, trying to pick off their first win of the year. It has been a tough month. Came out like a house of fire and blew a 28-0 lead at Marshall opening night. They really haven't recovered from that. Here's Taylor again. He's up the middle. He's down near the 20-yard line. Very solid run on second down.
Yeah, this time the belly went the fake to the right, and then Taylor was able to crease that back to the left of center and get himself some pretty nice yards. Sets up another third and two.
Third down, a long two here for the Vikes. They got to get it just inside the 20-yard line. Bad exchange, but they'll get the first down, and they may get more all the way down near the 10-yard line.
A really nice block by Mickey O'Dowd on that wide man, the cornerback down there, to give Jackson an extra 5-6 yards deep in the scoring zone now.
And that was a real bad exchange between the quarterback and the running back.
Yeah, they're lucky it wasn't dropped.
And first down and goal. Ball is right at the 10-yard line. Vikes lead 21-14. Can they run this thing in? That one's going nowhere. Just back to the line of scrimmage. Edwards. That looked like it might have been a little broken play in the backfield. And we have a Sexton player down. Injury timeout. Let's take a break. We'll be back in a minute. Jackson threatening, leading 21-14 on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Carmela Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicki Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together, we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Still have a player down on the field for Lansing Sexton, one of their big jumbo linemen, flat on his back. There is some movement there at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, you can see him move his feet now.
But not a lot. Tom out of town.
Michigan Center has just scored on a Dawson Brown 41-yarder. They made the two-point conversion, so Michigan Center has taken a 22-16 lead over Addison. There is now 4 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Halftime score from the Lumen Christi game. Lumen Christi leads Marshall at the half 20-3. Coldwater now leads Northwest 35-7 with 8 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game. Harper Creek Penfield was still 12-7. Harper Creek in the lead. Grand Rapids West Catholic leads Coopersville 41-0 at the start of the fourth quarter. Locally, what do we just have in the Cascades? The first time in, Napoleon has a 26-6 lead over Hanover Horton. Hanover Horton, high-flying Comets, going into the game with a 3-1 record. Napoleon leads them 26-6.
Grass Lake 34, Vandy nothing. Latest score there. That's on K105.3.
One more. Blissfield still leads Columbia 19-7 into the third quarter.
Here is a touchdown, Jackson. Lance Taylor on the keep. ...27-14 Jay High. Boy, that's a big drive, Tom. They went 92 yards.
And it was Taylor's interception at the goal line, that, and he got it down to about the 8-yard line, and they just went 92 yards in about 10 or 12 plays.
Send him to Subway.
Jackson's having trouble with the PAT team. Might as well just call a timeout here. This is too important. They do call a timeout.
They did.
Yeah, when you're confused down there, you just take the timeout.
Action brought to you tonight by Denny's Restaurant, Jackson Public Schools, Able Heating and Cooling, White's Restaurant, Billy White Roofing, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, OmniSource, the Kraft Insurance Agency, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, your Connecticut Soft Water dealer. Just past 9 o'clock, and we're still have plenty of time left in the third here on WKHM Jackson. This has been a long game.
We've been standing here since 5:30. Could you imagine being in a classroom up there when it was 96 degrees inside that building today?
That's good for you.
I used to wear a sport coat and tie. I will admit it was a little bit warm on the golf course, but not bad.
Big extra point for the Vikings. Kick is up. Looks good. Is good. And that was Quentin Smith on the extra point. 28-14. We're back in 30 seconds. Vikings going for their first win on WKHM, WKHM.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
The Subway Player of the Game is coming up on Jackson's very own News Talk 970 WKHM.
Yeah, we got a leading candidate for that Player of the Game. Certainly Lance Taylor has been outstanding tonight for the Vikings in several areas. This is the best I've seen Taylor really running the offense and being the leader of the offense for Jackson High.
Absolutely agree, and that's the biggest thing is his leadership ability when he's commanding that veer. I don't know what Scott Farley calls it nowadays, but it's that option-type offense, and you've got to have a quarterback that has everybody's confidence, and it certainly looks like Lance Taylor is that guy.
Jackson High is offside for the third time tonight on a kickoff. Just inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. 5 yards offside. So Smith has it teed up at the 35. Onside kick, it doesn't go 10 yards, for one thing. That was brutal. Man. That's just not good football by the Vikings. You go offside, so you got to go back to the 35, and that onside kick, I think he almost fanned on it. And you give Sexton the ball at the 43. .354 to go in the third.
You got the Twins' little uprising against the Tigers?
No.
6-2 now in the sixth inning.
Who's Tigers LA?
Tigers didn't look good last night either.
No, 12-1. Bullpen was a little suspect.
Yeah.
Back to throw it. Running around. A lot of room. 40-35. Two Jackson players run into each other and they don't touch the quarterback.
And they come up limping. I think that was Noah Hubbard and Micah Kretzinger.
Unbelievable. They went to hit the quarterback. They hit each other. And the quarterback just stepped out of bounds, Jackson Barnes, for first down, 32-yard line. Good stop there right at the 30-yard line by the Vikes.
Hey, over at Western, Hastings just scored again, or their second TD, to make it fairly close. 5 minutes, 39 seconds left in the game, and it's now Western 26, Hastings 14. So you get it down to a two-possession game.
Second and seven for the very lethargic-looking Big Red. Barnes rolls all night to throw down the middle. That is knocked away. Could have been intercepted.
And because those two Jackson guys didn't bat it into the ground, that receiver from Sexton that was behind him in the end zone could have ended up with the pass. You've got to drive that ball into the ground. Don't bat it in the air.
Bring up third and seven. Ball's right at the 30-yard line. Jackson leads 28-14, but they've given Sexton a golden opportunity here on really a bad onside kick. Barnes out of the shotgun, rolls right, got some heat, throws it out here, and that's caught. Little out pattern, wide open over there, Blankenberg.
Yeah, see, you can't count Sexton out of this because they can strike pretty quickly.
Blankenberg's the go-to guy, whether he's running, passing, whatever.
And Jackson Barnes does throw a pretty good football when it's, I mean, he rolls nice, he can run. Got a couple of decent receivers. I wouldn't call their passing game sophisticated.
No, that last one probably should have been intercepted. Two Jackson players kind of ran into each other. First down. Here's the running play. All kinds of room. That'll be a first and goal inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, that's why you can't count them out. We're down to 2 minutes and 16 seconds left in the third quarter. Jackson leads 28-14. And Sexton, certainly with a short field after the onside kick was messed up, you know, they're down inside. They're at the 4-yard line now.
2 minutes to go, third quarter. And Barnes, we have a flag. It's like some movement. Oh, Jackson's offside. Goodness. Enough errors to float a battleship. Just piling up for the Vikings. And nothing more egregious than being offside on a kickoff three times. So Sexton at the two. Ooh, big hit on the big guy. Whoa, the big fullback. Pierce got clobbered right at the line of scrimmage.
I want to say that was Trey Monroe. Not to belabor the point, but these gray, steel gray uniforms with the black numbers are tough to read.
I can't read one number out there, Tom. I can barely read the ones down here on the sideline. Blankenberg is into the end zone, touchdown from 1.5 yards out. Sexton right back in the game, big extra point coming up.
Yeah, that stretch play just off the left side, pretty well blocked, got the 2 yards needed. And with 1 minute exactly left in the third quarter, it's Jackson 28, Sexton 20. They're going to go for two.
Well, they had a kick blocked earlier, and it was not pretty. So they're going to go for two. This is a big.
Well, I was watching them specifically for their field goal warm-up, back at 6 o'clock 3 hours ago, and they were having trouble even doing that.
Going for two. Here's a roll. He got a man wide open, throws it out there, and it is knocked away. Viking got back there and not broke it up.
Yeah, Carl Brooks, big, tall, slender kid, looked like he could go up and get it, and he got behind the Jackson defender, which is a mistake. But the Jackson defender somehow got back there and either tipped it or got his hands in the way.
Well, Barnes just waited too long because initially he had his man open. 30 break, we're right back. It's Jackson 28, Sexton 20 on WKHL.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist has been serving the Jackson community for over 30 years. And now more than ever, we are here for you as a healthy choice. We ask that you choose to try physical therapy before taking painkillers. It's been proven that physical and massage therapy can help reduce your pain without addiction. With 6 locations in Jackson, Holt, and Jonesville, we have over 130 employees ready to work with you to help limit your need for pain medicine and improve your quality of life. Visit our website at ORSMI.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Not a good night for Charlevoix. Maple City, Glen Lake, 49, Charlevoix, nothing. Here's the big red kick. We have still a minute to go in the third. High and short. Run back 20, 25, 30. Big hit, 32-yard line. Bike start, 32. Their last drive went 92 yards. Really engineered beautifully by Lance Taylor. Now they put it back at the 30. Huh. It's interesting. Lance Taylor on first down. Keeps it 30, 35. Puts his head down. 36, 37 yard line. Late flag. Holding on Jackson. First holding call of the night. The refs waited until the end of the third. So you go, instead of second down and about five, it's going to be first and 16. First down. Lance Taylor, quick pitch, got it out on the corner. Good tackle up out of the secondary by Blankenberg.
Well, and the other one was Carl Brooks that presented himself. And real nice because Brooks went right at Taylor, and Taylor got the ball flipped out to the running back before he got annihilated by Brooks. Good read on that by Lance Taylor. Again, as you mentioned, his leadership, I think, is probably as important as anything else when he's running this offense.
Mike's going to let the clock run out here. That'll end three quarters. It's 28-20. Jackson leading Sexton on 970, 101.5 FM. Back in a minute.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready-mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer, too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Wilby Transit Mix, online at wilbytransitmix.com.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Ratch, GOC. Second down, about 12 or so for Jackson. They're on 27-yard line. Vikes lead 28-20. Oh! Sexton jumps offside. Thank you. Free 5 yards for the high. That will help the cause. Jackson was nowhere near snapping in really the whole middle interior. Jumped offside. So Jackson goes to a second and 7. That is more up their alley. Taylor keeps it. Picks up about 3.
And again, a misdirection as the running back went to the left and then he belly keeped back to the right. Bunch of Sexton kids down there. Sexton, of course, doesn't even bother to huddle defensively, and I think a lot of schools are doing that nowadays, conserving some fuel and energy.
Third down and a long 3 here. Hey, Taylor might have been shaken up just a little bit. He's out there.
You know, he's been playing pretty well. He's not going to let Kyer Johnson back in for any reason.
Oh, boy. They run right up the middle. Just a nothing play. Wow. That's a head scratcher there. Just a dive right up the middle.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
It didn't work there. And now it's 4th and about 3.
I don't think there's 11 guys on that field. There we go.
And Jackson back to kick.
They're still a man short.
They're just, wow, what a mess.
Well, Toby Smith ran on the field, and then the kids in the huddle sent him away. So the 11th guy ran on the field, ran back off, and ran back on. And you can't do that anyway. That should have been flagged immediately.
Absolute mess.
Because the numbers are 9 yards off the field. And
they've had trouble all night, Tom, on the kicks.
Well, but once you cross the numbers, you're on the field.
Oh, right.
And once you come back, the numbers are 9 yards, and that's specifically for the rule is why those numbers are placed there.
Here's the kick. It is returnable. And Blankenberg still on his feet, and he's back to midfield.
A good job by Leslie Buck of not blocking the Jackson. You know, we pretty much we saw a couple of those where the blindside block has now got to be with open hands. And Leslie Buck from Sexton saw that he was going to hit, and he just pulled back and he pulled away. And he just didn't want anything to do with blocking the Jackson High kid in the back.
Jackson netted only about 15 yards on the punt. Blankenberg, 50. Bounces off a tackler, stiff arms one. Jackson finally gets him down, short gain of two. And that's how you got to get this guy.
Yeah, that's a pretty good job by Jackson to force Blankenberg to bump that to the outside a little bit. I don't really think he's an outside runner as much as he is a kid.
Straight ahead.
Yeah, that would run the ball up the gut. So they stopped it and bumped it to the outside. He expended a lot of energy just for that yard and a half, 2 yards. So it'll set up second and eight for the Sexton Big Red at the Jackson 48-yard line. We're down to 9 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game. Jackson leads 28-20.
Barnes pitches Blankenberg. He just puts his head down. Boy, he's tough, strong. He is not big, but he's kind of built like a little fire plug close to the ground. And he's about 2 yards short of a first down. Third down and two. Blankenberg got a first down. He's inside the 40. Clock runs, 8:30 to go. 28-20, Jackson by 8. Barnes, big fullback, rumbles close to a first down. He's down just outside, but he's about a yard short of a first. Tom?
First local final in of the evening. A nice win for Dave Mifsud and the Western Panthers as they beat Hastings 26-14. And for the first time tonight, we got a big eight score in. Concord leads Bronson 47-8 with 4 minutes and 51 seconds left in the third quarter. Clock runner in Concord.
Got a third down and one here for Sexton.
In the Cascades Conference, Michigan Center just missed a field goal, a 30-yarder wide to the right. So Michigan Center still leads Addison 22-16, and they're down to 4:54 to play.
Blankenberg breaks. Oh, he runs over a defender. Are you kidding me? Wow, he is tough.
He is tough.
He used that helmet as a weapon. Goodness. I don't know who came up there, but somebody just took a shot from Blake.
And whoever did from Jackson in the secondary, you can see him kind of stiffened up his arm a little bit like he's got a stinger.
So Sexton driving. at the Viking 23. They have a first down. Blankenberg again. Whoa, what a cut. Down the middle he goes. The 10, the 5. He is down at about the 1 yard line. Really been all Sexton here in the. Certainly in this fourth quarter, probably. For most of the second half, they've dominated. They really hurt themselves in that pass interception, but they're not messing around now. You can either give it to the fullback. They're at the one. Quarterback keeps it. Looks like he's in for a touchdown, and he is. Jackson Barnes, the one-yard plunge. And now Sexton will try to tie this game with a two-point conversion. Another Sexton player is down. Sexton really taking over physically, Tim.
Yeah, they kind of did most of the night, and then when they went to throw, you don't notice it that much. But right there, Blankenberg, on several of those runs, they get good line blocking up front, and then he was able to show his strength in getting some extra yardage against the Vikes. Another final in. Dirk just sends us a score. Adrian Lenaway Christian just hammered Dearborn Universal 66-6. Mentioned earlier the other final in the area. Western beat Hastings 26-14. At the half, Lumen Christie was leading Marshall 20-3. And with 4 minutes to go in the game, it's Michigan Center over Addison 22-16.
6:22 to go, and Sexton down 2 points. They'll go for a two to try to tie it up.
You know, you got a lot of weapons here, but the best thing they're going to do is line up with three tight ends, actually a fullback and a tailback.
And they give it to number three, and he's unstoppable. Well, he walks into the end zone. And we are tied at 28. So the Vikings have let a 14-point lead slip away, and they're right now they're walking around, and really they're being dominated physically by Sexton.
Jackson has led this entire game, and now it's tied with 6:22 to go. It's been a good game, actually, to watch and to talk about. But, yeah, their daubers are down, no question about it, and two straight scores here by Sexton, both within the last, 5 minutes here. So within the last 6 minutes, Sexton has scored twice.
Subway Sub Shops, the Collector's Zone, Jackson YMCA. They have their big Oktoberfest going on at the Y. I believe it's going on right now and will go on through most of the day tomorrow at night. Denny's Restaurant, Denny's.com on the worldwide. Penn Chiropractic, L. Rose Steel, Seymour Ford, Lincoln. Well, the Vikes had a long kick return earlier. How about one of those? Edwards in the middle. They try to kick away from him, and they do. They drop the ball again. 20-25. Got it out to the 30-yard line. The player with gold shoes. Who is that?
That's 23, Kedrick Teague.
I can't read his number, but I can see his shoes.
Oh, for Jackson, the gold shoes. They're more orange. Yeah. This kid right here.
The ones that...
That's 22. Darius Dukes.
Little flare pass out here to Edwards. Kept angling outside. He could have turned that up maybe for a little more yardage. Got it out to the 33. Pickup of 3, 2, and 7. That has been a pretty effective play for Jackson tonight. Just a little flare pass to the running back. Here's Edwards, or Taylor, up the middle. He's got good yardage out to the 38. Lance Taylor on the keep. Has 5. Jackson has a 3rd and 2.
Wow, in the Cascades, Michigan Center has just scored. 2:43 left in the game. Michigan Center now leads Addison 36-16.
What a scramble in the Cascades. Here's Taylor, cuts it up, and does not get the first down. Wow. Well, nowhere near. Again, Jackson tries to run sideways instead of straight ahead. And they get crushed for, they're giving them a good spot. It's 4th down and a yard. I don't imagine Scott's going to kick it. 4th down and a yard. He'll go for it here. You're 0-4. Not much to lose. And they run a quick snap and have a first down.
They are very lucky they didn't get called for illegal procedure.
I think they actually fooled the officials, Tom. They ran that snap so quickly, I don't think they were totally set.
Yeah.
But they got away with it and a huge first down. You got the clock down to about 4 minutes and running here. The worst thing you want to get out of this is an overtime. And here's Taylor on a roll, being chased. Throws it out here up for grabs, long and out of bounds. Taylor got hit after he threw it. They could have thrown a flag there. I think that was an unnecessary hit on the quarterback. But unfortunately, I don't have a whistle. 4 to go, 28-28. Ball's at the 41. And Taylor, 45. He's at the 50. He has a first down. He scoots out of bounds. In Sexton territory at the 47-yard line. Outstanding run by Taylor. They're shooting the ends and the outside linebackers. And he just ran right inside them. Taylor is very quick. Quick feet.
He certainly showed a lot this evening. And under duress, let's face it.
Absolutely.
Now if he can just lead them the rest of the way.
13 yards and a first down.
They're all messed up again. Just
Jackson has 4 wideouts. Taylor looking. Lobs it out here. Caught. Oh, hang on to that ball.
Can't you just see I hate to even bring it up, but that little flip pass right there.
Oh, dangerous.
I can just see that's Blankenberg grabbing it and going 60 yards for a score.
How about Carl Brooks?
Whatever you do, do not let Sexton get the ball back in their hands the rest of the night.
No.
That means at the very least you'll go to overtime.
2nd down, short 5 here for the high at the 42-yard line. And Taylor runs it up the middle. 40, 35, has a first down, 36-yard line. Might be the best quarterbacking I've seen over here in a long time on Wildwood tonight.
Very, very excellent performance here.
I mean, Lance Taylor has been a one-man ganging attack for the Vikings. And they've got a first down at the Big Red 34-yard line. Clock running, 2:50 to go. We're tied at 28. They run an option. And they lose all kinds of yardage. Man. They lose 4 or 5 yards. Nightmare. Clock down to 2:20 left. It's second and 14. Need a big play here. Whistle. And now we look out, blitz on. They throw it out here, caught. That'll be 6 or 7 yards. And give the Vikings at least a chance here from the 32.
Boy, that's dangerous. That ball was kind of
just lobbed.
Yeah, with a little arc on it. I can just see that.
Well, they're blitzing those two big guys every play. Taylor has no time. His best play has been as they come from the outside, he's scooting up the middle.
Well, you know, Xavier Edwards has not had the ball in his hands in quite a while. And, of course, he's not going to get it here either because there are two wide receivers to the right and three to the left.
They're down and 8. Taylor looking, throwing. That's caught. What a hit on the receiver. They'll be short of the first down. It'll bring up a 4th and about 3.
Was that
their last 4th down? They did not make this.
Cartier Gordon, number 6 on that tackle. Bone-crushing tackle.
Clock is running.
Thought for sure he was tackled out of bounds.
Official wound the clock, 1:25.
Yeah, if his knee goes down in bounds there, it is.
4th down, the Vikings needed 3, Jack. And they jump. Good gravy.
Left tackle for Jackson.
How many mistakes can they make?
They just didn't look very well organized on that. It's almost a point where...
No, you should have taken a time.
Yeah, you got 2 timeouts left.
Yeah, they should have taken a time. You're right. They came out. You could see there was some indecision there. And the left tackle jumped offside, and now you go 4th and 8. And the clock is running.
Well, yeah, on the penalty like that, if the clock was running, they wind it back up.
We'll just take another one. You can run the clock out. Taylor rolling, looking. Got some room. He throws. Caught! 10, 5, 3! Taylor did it again! Taylor bought himself all sorts of time, and finally his receiver broke open. Jackson has it at the 3-yard line. 42 seconds left. Do you believe it?
Yeah, punch this thing in now. Pretty bad defense back there by Sexton. I can't tell you who caught it. I think it was 20-something. But Jackson down inside the 5, down to the 3-yard line.
Clock running. Here's Taylor. Up the middle. Touchdown. Touchdown, Jackson. 29 seconds left. Vikings score and take the lead. 34-28. What a game for Lance Taylor.
That's pretty heads-up play, just being able to throw the pass. Whoever caught the pass on that fourth down play got it down to the three-yard line, did a heck of a job. And once they got into the huddle, Lance ran the ball in from that three-yard line and tied her up, or took the lead.
Extra point is up and good. Again, Jackson did not have enough players out there. They had to run somebody on late on the extra point. How does that continue to happen?
Oh, they got a little excited down there. There was a lot of celebration. It's tough. You know, they're 0-4. They don't win. It's you got to excuse that
a little bit. That wasn't the first time.
But, what are you going to do? Now they've got the lead, and you're watching, looking across the way. Sexton is dragging there with 29 seconds. You really don't want to kick the ball deep now. Jackson has a 35-28 lead with 29 seconds left. Now have that thing bounce around and take your chances. Sexton's got three timeouts.
Well, you don't want to go offside, and you don't want to kick it out of bounds.
Well, I wouldn't mind kicking it out of bounds.
Well, out of bounds wouldn't be the worst thing. No.
Yeah, take it on the 35, yeah. But you don't want to give it to him on the 50.
Right. And they've done that a couple times tonight.
And the thing is, Jackson has dozens of these kickoff little tricks and gimmicks and all this stuff.
You don't need that now.
Well, right. But they don't have anybody to kick it deep necessarily either.
You've got this whole area down here wide open. That's where I kick it. Oh, boy. Oh, it stays in bounds. Here's the run back, and the Vikes have him at the 36. Good job there. How in the world did that ball stay in bounds?
Ratavian Rinkines returned that for J.W. Sexton about 6 or 8 yards, but the last thing you wanted was for Rinkines to be able to take that ball to the left and get open and run around.
Now, earlier, Jackson was in the prevent defense and got smoked for a 77-yard touchdown pass. That was just before halftime. Don't let anybody get behind you. They had 12 players on the field. There's a flag. Legal substitution on Sexton. Can the Vikings hold on here this last 22 seconds? Yeah, it's even a case, if somebody's going to catch a long pass behind you, you just tackle them and take the pass interference. They're just going to throw it long. You got to get back there.
And he can let it fly.
And here's a timeout, Big Red. Let's take a quick break. 30 break. We'll be right back. Vikes lead 35-28. 22 seconds left on WKHM.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Ball's at the 30-yard line of Lansing Sexton. Each team has two timeouts, so there are timeouts up on the board. Vikes by a touchdown. Jackson Barnes back to throw. A lot of time. Throws and caught. Tries to lateral it. Jackson's got the ball. Trying to flea flicker. Vikings recover. Jackson will win the football game. They recover at the 34-yard line. Good job by the Jackson defense. They threw the short pass. They were going to pitch, I think, to Blankenberg, and the tackler hit the pitch man, wrapped him up, and the ball went loose, and Jackson recovered. And now you take a knee, Tom.
Well, pretty remarkable. Let's hope they just take the knee, handle the snap.
Yeah, don't run a play.
Well, you got to handle the snap first, and that's obviously a concern. It's called victory formation. I'm sure they'll just have the quarterback under center instead of the shotgun snap and have a running back or two behind him. Sexton does have two timeouts left. I can't imagine why he wouldn't take them to force Jackson to snap the ball.
There's a knee. I don't know why they would. Doesn't look like they're going to take one. And the Vikings get their first win of the year. Upset Lansing Sexton. 35-28 tonight at the stadium in a wild tilt. And the Vikes go to 1-4. And they needed that one. What a game for Lance Taylor. And the Big Red lose for the second straight week. And we'll take a two-minute break. We'll come back, wrap her all up. Our Subway Sub Shop Player of the Game, out-of-town scoreboard. When we come back, Jackson wins on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics. We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at BillyWhiteRoofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White Roofing, the roofing expert. Experts.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
The Subway Player of the Game is coming up on Jackson's very own News Talk 970 WKHM.
Well, let's go right to the Subway Player of the Game tonight. Normally, we have a number of candidates, and we're taking votes. Not tonight. Lance Taylor, spectacular game at quarterback for Jackson Hine. Tom, we've seen a lot of games over here over the years, and I can't remember a better quarterbacking job by a Viking QB.
Especially under pressure, because the touchdown was one thing, but on fourth and long, throwing the pass, eluding the pressure, throwing it, putting it right on the receiver's hands, he got down to the 3-yard line, and then with 29 seconds left in a tie game, Lance Taylor calmly was able to score the touchdown, got the kids settled down, and was able to score and make that a 35-28 win for Jackson. And it was just a heck of a performance by Lance Taylor, holding those kids together when things were kind of falling apart.
Yeah, because really Sexton kind of physically dominated the second half. They were down 28-14. They came back to tie it. That fourth down play, it was fourth and 13 or so, was just enormous.
Yeah, that really was. He had done a good job most of the evening. And if you go back over the first four games, there had been a little bit of a small controversy with Kyer Johnson and himself as they were trying to settle the quarterback position, and a little bit of consternation between the two of them. And you know what? I can't imagine anybody.
No.
You just can't. You have to. Lance Taylor's the man.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
He's the man.
He stepped up big time here tonight as the Vikes go to 1-4, and they have Grand Ledge next Friday. Let's check the out-of-town board, Tom.
You mentioned Grand Ledge. They do hold on and beat Okemos 28-20. So that'll be pretty tough. Grand Ledge and Jackson High next week. Okemos took their first loss of the season. Jimmy Sambear just checked in. Sebastian Toland with a 3-yard run. And with 8 minutes to go in the ball game, Lumen Christi now leads. They lead Marshall over at Albion College. Lumen Christi 27 and Marshall 3. In the Interstate 8, Western beats Hastings 26-14. A late score, Harper Creek was leading Penfield 28-7. And also in the Interstate 8, Coldwater had a big 35-7 lead over Northwest. In the Cascades, Addison did score at the end of the game, but Michigan Center beats Addison 36-24. As Michigan Center runs their record to 4-1. Napoleon was leading Hanover 26-6 at halftime. Also, Grass Lake was leading Vandy about 34-0. And Manchester was pounding East Jackson 35-6. In the Lenawee, Blissfield beat Columbia Central 25-14. So Columbia drops to 3-2. In the Greater Lansing, Perry beat Leslie 29-19. So Perry a winner over Leslie. In the Big 8, Concord was beating Bronson 47-8 midway through the third quarter. A final score in the Big 8 saw Reading nip Quincy 13-12. With that win, Reading is now 4-1. Outstate, Marysville beat Clawson 49-27. Traverse City West beat Alpena 58-0. Most of the other ones, I'm still waiting. Actually, we've got pretty much everything we're going to get in. Lumen Christi has an easy 27-3 lead with 8 minutes to go in the game over against Marshall.
We'll have all the scores tomorrow morning. Sports Saturday program for Polly's Country Markets, Denny's Restaurant on Airport Road tomorrow from 8 to 10. Back that up with the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Program. And of course, all the big games this weekend. We have them all for you here on the network. Lance Taylor's show here tonight for Jackson High. He had a spectacular game. Exire Edwards chipped in with a couple good offensive plays. Vikings had just enough defense tonight to grab their first win of the year, upset in the Capitol 35-28 over Lansing Sexton.
If you think about it, Exier Edwards had the first touchdown of the game, a 65-yarder for Jackson. But Taylor had touchdown passes of 43 yards to Dakota Robertson, 53-yarder to Micah Kressinger. He scored on a 9-yard run, and then he scored on that 3-yard run with just 29 seconds left in the game. At that point, the score was tied, and that did give Jackson the 35-28 lead, which was the final score.
That's going to wrap it up tonight. Again, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game, no doubt about it, Lance Taylor, the outstanding quarterback and defensive back for the Vikings. Happy homecoming tonight as Jackson beats Sexton 35-28 for Tom Ranchford and Mike Reed. Greg O'Connor, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM was brought to you by
The Craft Agency, The Collector Zone, American Title Company, The Protection Center, OmniSource, White's Restaurant and Catering, Tom Coffee Softwater, Northwest Community Schools, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Able Heating and Cooling, Jackson Public Schools, Denny's, Corrigan Oil Express Stops by BP and Marathon, Billy White Roofing, Penn Chiropractic, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Alro Steel, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Will Be Transit Mix, Seymour Ford Lincoln, County National Bank, and Jackson Area Subways with our player of the game.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.